30 seconds.
I'd just go sit there all day, and people would come in, buy meth. They'd just smoke some with us. They'd leave, more people come in, smoke some with us just all day, all week. Just people coming in. If they have a kid, people go shoot up in the bathroom. My name is Jake. I'm 17 years old. I started doing meth when I was 14. Someone close to me was going to try meth, I'd probably, I'd try and tell them what I've been through. I'd try and tell them how people, they die from it, how it just rots away your body. The scariest thing about meth, how it controls people, just everybody. Like the people I was with, they had a kid, and they're sitting there smoking meth around their kid all day. And what do you think that kid's going to grow up to be like? I want to live to be old. I can't do that with meth.
Brought to you by the Colorado Meth Project.
Radio.org. And we're live with Cody and Jordan here on clickradio.org.
Hello.
Ooh, that was kind of loud.
Was that loud?
Yes, you were very loud.
Yeah, I'm typically loud.
Anyway, so tonight is our first official show with the fundraisers. And this week's fundraiser is the Japan relief efforts for the earthquake and the Pacific tsunami that happened. Throughout the entire night, remember, you can call in to 970-218-5545 or go online to clickradio.org to make a donation. And once you make the donation, if you call in, you can go ahead and say, hey, I made a donation on behalf of this business, and a little bit of, I can't say free advertising, but a little bit of advertising for donating. We are working with the American Red Cross tonight. Yay, after a lot of work for that. Thank you, Jake.
Jake does everything.
He does. They said no to me, but yes to Jake, so yay, Jake. But yeah, we'll be here till almost 11 o'clock, around 11 o'clock tonight, raising money. Remember, you can go online and request songs to play. Tonight is a semi-family-friendly show, so I'm not going to play songs with major cuss words in it. Just a heads up, because I've got a lot of families tuning in tonight.
So don't request them.
Yeah, like the F.U. song by CeeLo Green. Sorry, I'll keep that at the end and I'll play it after the show, but it's not going on right now. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to kick off the show with. I'm going to go ahead and throw Bass Hunter on real fast, and we'll be back. And we're back.
Hello.
Hi, Jordan. You didn't say much last time.
I'm sorry.
You're kind of tired today, aren't you?
Yes, I am very tired.
Well, I hope you make it through tonight. I think Peter should be stopping by tonight, actually. He said he was going to try to.
McFeely?
Yeah.
Weird.
Our Peter. He just said he would stop by after church. I don't know if he's actually going to the church, but after the church let out time.
He might be playing.
What?
He might be playing.
Oh, yeah. He usually doesn't play at Overdrive.
True. Maybe. I don't know.
Whatever. We'll figure it out. So, I don't know if I actually said the number last time, but you can call in to donate at 970-281-5545, and you're going to talk to our awesome Jake, who's going to take all your information to, like, your credit card information and stuff to pay over the phone. And then if you want to come onto the air letting us know that you donated, then he'll forward you to our station number. Remember, you can go online to actually donate or request at clickradio.org or text our awesome animation system at 970-458-5545. This is a lot of phone numbers that we have tonight.
We do have a lot of phone numbers.
A business number, a texting number, a call-in number. I guess that's not too many, but still. What are you doing? You're like bumping your nose against the microphone.
Yeah, system. I was acting like a seal.
I'm getting an idea of what I should talk about, of how technology dominates the teen way of communication.
I really hate technology.
I love technology.
Especially Facebook.
I love for what it can do for us. However, at the same time, it's too annoying.
What I hate is when drama at high school follows you home.
Yeah, that does suck.
Because I would rather have drama. Like, I can handle it, but at 2:50 every single day, I want that to stop and not have to deal with it anymore, and I can't hear myself anymore.
You can't?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, now I can.
You were talking really loud, so I had to turn you down.
You have to talk loud to have a radio voice.
Yeah. Awesome radio voice. Yes. Oh, wow, I got a lot of other ideas. But, yeah, send in your requests online at clickradio.org or text me in the 970-458-5545 so I know what you guys want to listen to. And you should call in and donate to the awesome American Red Cross Japan relief effort. Because that's what tonight's all about, is donating to awesome community causes. Which this one isn't so community.
No, it's definitely an international cause, not a community thing, but still.
It's a good way to get this show started.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of crap going on over in Japan, and, well, they need help.
Yeah, next week, we are working with the American Red Cross again. We're actually going to work with our local one to... Oh, wow. My cousin just sent me a... picture of a cat or listening to clickradio.org on their computer. Wow, thanks Jennifer. Thanks for that. And I totally lost my train of thought. Do you know what I was talking about?
Sorry, I like just tuned out for a second. I'm sorry, I'm here.
Oh, I know what it was. Next week we're working with the American Red Cross to raise money for all the wildfires, especially the Crystal Lake one.
The Crystal one, yeah.
Yeah, that's like in Larimer County, which is in right around Fort Collins, Colorado.
I'll read the latest update. Larimer.org/emergency.
So next week we're going to be donating for them. If you feel like donating tonight to them, you can just go to the American Red Cross website and donate to it. I think it's colorado.redcross.org is what the site is.
Evacuations have been lifted as of 7:30 p.m. tonight. Residents must have some documentation of residence, such as driver's license, etc., to pass the roadblock. Areas previously evacuated were the Stringtown Gulch area, Redstone Canyon area, the residents south of Risk Canyon, east of Stove Prairie Road. A total of 336 residents were evacuated. Residents along Davis Ranch Road were on alert to evacuate. Residents are urged to remain vigilant as fire conditions can change quickly. Current info is 250 personnel. The size is 4,500 acres, 5% contained. Fire behavior, it's moderate, as we've had a lot of precipitation today. And 15 homes have been destroyed.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I know one of the people who lost their house.
Oh, that really sucks.
Does. They lost everything.
So, if you want to donate to them to help them get back on their feet, you can go to colorado.redcross.org.
Yes.
And click donate, and I think you can figure out from there. It's pretty easy, I hope. I don't know. I haven't really been on there in a while. I just go directly through email to them now that I have this awesome show to do it through.
Yep.
So, that's that. Let's help out the American Red Cross tonight and call in and donate. And let's have a great night. If you have any show topics too, you should like send them to us, like Facebook me or Jordan, and let us know, because I'm drawing a really good blank because we are both very tired tonight, if
yes.
You can't already tell, hence our non-talkingness for random moments or dead air time. Sorry Jake, if we have dead air, we apologize in the future. And I'm going to go back to a song now. Let's go to... What sounds good to you?
Anything.
Anything? Let's see. I'm going to go...
Mr. DJ.
I'm going to go with a little bit of Sean Paul and his song Temperature. And here we go. The girl them skill our tip. Stand up. Stand up. Oops, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Cody's new at this.
I am. I'm getting used to it. It's kind of... it's weird. You have, like, so many different things you have to remember.
Multitasking. You do have to be able to multitask to be a show host here at Click.
I'm usually pretty good multitasking, but I have to build my way up there. I'm not good just being thrown into it. So... well, if... if you just called our awesome man Jake to make a donation, you should call back. He said that his phone froze and wouldn't let him answer it on time. So you should call back.
It's because Apple sucks.
I like Macs. I like the iPhone. They just still need to work out some glitches on the iPhone, yep. I think. The Macs are perfect, though. They are perfect in every way, shape, and form.
I don't know about that. They're pretty dang close, though.
Yeah. I have my Mac. I can't say that because I had a problem with my Mac. Like, I had to take my Mac down to Broomfield 11 times, I think, before they gave me a new one. But the manager was being a weird person about it.
A weird person.
Well, he's like, no, it's not us. It's not us. It's not us. Oh, we'll try this. We'll try this. Okay. Okay. Still not working. Still not working. And so they finally just gave me a brand new one.
I feel that's how Apple is, like, anyways. Because, like, the emulators that they put on them, it took them, like, 10 years to decide to actually do that.
Yeah.
Let's actually give it the capability of Windows.
I have to say, I do have... Windows installed on my Mac.
Yeah, and I would too if I had a Mac, but I don't. I have Windows.
Lame.
No.
You have a very tiny, tiny, tiny computer.
It's a computelet.
I guess you could call it that.
I do have a netbook, and it is rather tiny. So...
I don't know how you work on it. It's like smaller than like my hand, it feels like.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Except using the web sucks. Because web pages are not built for that small of a screen.
No, wouldn't it be? Hey, we're getting more and more people on here. Awesome. I need to run over and get some 7-Eleven. I'm sorry. I'm like falling asleep here at the microphone.
I am too.
I'm going to go get a big 32-ounce Slurpee. Because that'll be awesome.
Well, yeah. Cody's going to binge on Slurpee while I fall asleep.
Awesome. If I come back and you're asleep, should I wake you up or just let you be?
I don't know.
I'll give you like a...
just let the show go on all
I'll give
night.
You like a 30-minute power nap.
30-minute power nap.
Go.
I feel like you might draw on me or something.
I wouldn't do anything mean to you.
Hmm.
But if I do draw on you, I'll make sure all the listeners can watch it through the camera as I do it.
Okay.
I don't know how I would do that. It'd be kind of tricky, but I could.
Donate money, and you get to suggest something that's drawn on me.
Okay, donate money, and you can talk to Jordan on the air.
It has to be at least $10.
At least $10?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Someone donates $10, and they get to say what's drawn on me. Well, it cannot be anything perverse, because I have to go to school tomorrow.
We will take a photo of it and put it online for you guys, too.
Yes.
So you can at least get to see it. Because that'd be kind of weird, drawing on it and just talking about it. Yeah, we'll take a picture of it and put it online so you guys can see
it. We will take a picture and put it online. So $10. Donate $10, you get to say what's drawn on me. And yeah.
Did nobody... oh, never mind. Multitasking is very difficult when you have like Facebook and mail and Sam and text messages all going at once.
That's why I can never get homework done during a show.
That's why I don't even attempt to get homework done during a show. Let's see here. What do I have coming up next?
Do you have something coming up?
I do. I have Fall Out Boy coming up next.
Cool. What song?
The song I wanted just disappeared. Oh, no, there it is. I have Rob Thomas coming up with Mockingbird. Somebody requested it, so I'm going to play it for you guys. It seems appropriate from the 5 seconds I listened to it.
Okay.
I think it's more of like a country song. Let's see, what is its genre? His genre is question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, space, question mark.
Yeah, if you don't know what that means that our library currently sucks.
It was on the mainstream, though, because we got it from promo only. So we got that, Mockingbird, coming up, and then Fall Out Boy, thanks for the memories, while I run over to 7-Eleven and get a Slurpee, and I'll probably buy Jordan one, too. Because I brought an Nalgene for him to try one in.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, I brought a full 32-ounce Nalgene for you. Hopefully it'll help wake you up a little bit.
Hopefully.
We'll see. So, call in to donate 970-281-5545. That's 281-KLIK.
281?
Five.
Oh, to donate.
Yeah,
sorry.
To donate.
Sorry,
donate.
I'm all confused. There's three phone numbers.
And then Jordan will forward you to the station, apparently, if you want to go on the air.
Jake will, not Jordan.
Yes, sorry. This is why I need caffeine. I need to wake up a little bit. I'm already confusing names. Jake and Jordan, they both start with J.
Sure.
But
and that's why we're in charge.
Like, you guys are both very, very, very... You guys are, like, the highest points in the organization, so...
Someone left eyeliner in here.
Oh, yay! You should now fall asleep.
I think Cody should fall asleep.
I won't fall asleep. I can barely take naps in the middle of the day.
Maybe we'll slip him something.
Good thing I'm going to get my own Slurpee. I will keep it in my hand at all times. So, yep, we got Mockingbird by Rob Thomas. And I'll be back in, like, what is it? I think it takes, like, 15 minutes to play these two songs. Those are some long songs.
15 minutes to play two songs?
No, that's not right. It's, like, 6-7 minutes. Never mind. I can't do math. Just leave me alone.
Clearly.
That was Check Yes Juliet by We the Kings. I have to say I like that song.
I do too. I actually, how many concerts have I been to?
I haven't been to any concerts.
You've never been to a concert?
Nope.
That's very, very sad. You should go to a concert.
I know.
Out of like, I think it's like 28 concerts I've been to, I've seen them the most.
Gotcha. No, I have not ever... Oh, I'm sorry. I have been to a concert once. Back when I was like 2 years old, apparently, I went to like a Beach Boys concert.
I've met the Beach Boys.
Nice.
Yes, they were very old.
I can bet. No, but apparently when I was really, really, really young, my mom took me to a... You got a... What was that?
That was my iPod.
I'm like, what is that? Yeah, when I was very, very, very little, my mom took me to a concert.
See, my very first concert was Winter Wonder Slam. And I go to a concert, like, probably once a month.
Wow.
Or more. During the summer, it's like two a month.
Oh, I have to make a correction to our Dairy Queen shout-out, because Jake told me wrong. Kind of.
Oh, and the second one I've seen the most is Flobots.
I've never even heard a song by them.
What? We're playing one then.
Okay. Hey, that's my computer.
Yep, and now it's mine. What's a good one? That's a good one. Haha. So you're going to hear some Flobots because I just said so.
Okay. And I have to say something to Jake. Wow, that is a very creepy view from your pillow. Anyways, so the Dairy Queen shout-out goes to the Lincoln Park, Michigan Dairy Queen is the people that donated it. So, congratulations, Lincoln Park, Michigan. Yep. So... Good job, Lincoln Park, Michigan. You guys are amazing for donating to Japan through a Fort Collins radio station.
What?
Linkin Park, Michigan, Dairy Queen donated the $50 through...
Okay. Not Linkin Park, Kansas?
No, Linkin Park, Michigan.
With Antoine Dodson. Apparently, we have a rapist and Linkin Park. He's climbing your windows. He's snatching your people up.
If we had that song, I would play a quick clip of it, but I have to go into YouTube and that's too much work. But I still might do it anyways. Yeah.
I think we actually had it in our library for a long time.
Why don't we have it anymore?
Because it got screwed up.
Our library did, or the song did?
Our library.
Our library did. It's time to get our library back in shape.
Yep, that's what I'm doing in the next couple weeks.
I'm afraid to touch anything right now with it, because I don't know what Jake's doing.
We're changing everything, that's why.
Yeah, I noticed.
Actually, coming up in the next couple weeks, if you listen to Click regularly, we might ask you to give some music input as to what you like to listen to, so that when you listen to Click, you're not going, oh, what the crap is this song?
Which we apologize if you that is right now, because that is right now.
Or what's even worse is, I heard this song like 25 minutes ago. There should be at least a 5-hour gap between playing songs over again.
Yes. Definitely. We also are selling Elitch Gardens tickets, so if you plan on going to Elitch Gardens in the month of May, is it? Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's in the month of May.
If
sorry.
If you plan on going to Elitch's in the
definitely
month of May,
definitely blanked there.
We've got your ticket hookup. You can go online and order your you can go online to clickreader.org and order your Elitch Gardens tickets for $25, and we get a portion of that to help pay for shows like this. And in like a month, less than a month, last Saturday in April, last day in April, we are hosting the Foster Ridge High School's After Prom. Me and Jordan will be DJs for the night there as well. Whoa-hoo. Wow, I can't say that. DQ Love on the air from Click. I got that as a text message. So, apparently people like DQ on clickradio.org.
Rapist in Linkin Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up. Trying to rape them. So you need to hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. And hide your husband. Because they're raping everybody on
you. You don't there you have go. To go. It's going to be stuck in my head all night long.
I've had Seasons of Love stuck in my head for like the past 2.5 weeks. I can't get it out of my head.
What?
I have Seasons of Love by Rent stuck in my head, and I can't get it
never
out of my head.
Never heard of it.
Well, let me play it for you soon. Not right now. I'll play it after your song for me.
Okay. And you need to invest interest in Flowbots, because they are a Fort Collins. They are a local band. So,
I will start investing interest.
Yes, because if you're going to do work on the music, you got to know that.
I've been finding a lot of new cool music in Sam as I'm going through it.
Mm-hmm.
Like bands I've never heard of before.
Yeah, also, for Fort Collins local people, actually anybody who's not signed, bands, especially local, but we are one of more... push an interest on playing local music and high school music, because then it brings it down to more of a level and we can start getting people out there. So if you have a band and you want your stuff to be played on our radio station, email me at jordan@fcyb.org and we can get you going. You will have to pass a test, basically, if we like your music or not.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we got a wide variety of taste here, so it's kind of hard to not pass the test. I would hope. I don't know, though. I've never had a song go through the test before.
I listen to everything, so, like, honestly, I listen to everything. My iPod will go from, like, show tunes to The Beatles to The Devil Wears Prada to... the Bulgarian women's choir. I don't know. There's lots of stuff on there.
Yeah, I've kind of the same way. I don't think I have any Devil Wears Prada music on there. But I do have a lot of interesting stuff on there. Which this library is very interesting as I'm searching through it. Wait, do we still have the... Okay, good. Somebody took it out. We had the Dora Explorer theme song in here for a while. Since I started, it was like the Dora Explorer theme song.
That's really sad. We had a lot of Disney tunes in there for some reason.
Hey, I'm just going to give this warning out to everybody right now. There's like a new Facebook hack out there saying, like mine, I've gotten it like 7-8 times already since I started the show. Basically, if it pops up in the chat, like you haven't been talking to the person, it pops up saying, hey, I just made a Photoshop of you. Check it out. And it's like this bit.ly/java, random letters and numbers. Don't click on it. It is definitely a scam. Like, if you, like, reply to that person, most likely they will be offline. And there's another one. Oh, my God. Why do... stupid Facebook hats. Stupid technology. Back to that.
Yeah. I remember there was one time... Actually, the last time I had to change my Facebook password. It's actually the only time my Facebook's been hacked. And they didn't actually do anything. They just logged in. But I get on, and it was like, there was a mysterious login on your account. And I look at the address, and it was somewhere in Taiwan, and I was like, okay, time to change the password. Because people...
I've had that warning before, but it was when I signed on here at Click. It said, mysterious activity, after I've already been signed on to Click.
Weird.
And it's like, mysterious activities on your account. Your account has now been... I'm like, ugh. Really? I go through this, and it made me go through the unlock process 3 times to get it unlocked. 3 freaking times. Stupid Facebook.
Hey, at least it's safe.
Ish.
Ish. Yeah, it's so safe with all these. Well, no, usually when your Facebook gets hacked, it's usually for your own fault.
Yeah, from liking too many pages or something.
That or, the other ones is, like, I see it big on, like, the quizzes or, like, stuff. The random applications. If you actually look at the permissions, it's, like, an application, like, it requests permission to post on your wall, use your chat, view all your personal information.
View all your friends' personal information. View your entire phone book.
Yeah, usually when it says, actually, I don't even usually do any of the apps anymore.
I don't either.
Because it's really, really risky. I half hacked my friend's account today. He left it on. He stayed signed on and walked away from his computer. I tried changing his
password. That's a bad idea.
Well, he just went to use the bathroom, and it was at work. But I didn't do much. I tried changing his password, but it wouldn't work. Because you have to have the old password to change it.
Yep.
Which I guess is why they do it. I mean, it makes sense, but... And I have to say this right now. Hi, Mommy. Because I think she's listening right now. She's just texting me because she's not happy about something I said.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well. I will be careful. There's a response to your text message.
What did you say?
I'll tell you off the air.
Uh-oh.
Yes, uh-oh.
It's that bad.
It's not that bad. It's just I don't want to get into trouble.
Get into trouble. How could I
don't. I wasn't even expecting you to listen, so thank you for listening.
It's not really all that possible to get in trouble at Click. I mean, it is. We have had lawsuits, but not very many.
Oh, yeah. Hasn't there been like one lawsuit
in the history of Click? Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Nope.
For being a radio station, especially an uncensored high school internet one.
Yep.
With high school students who have never done this before. Let's see. You guys should go online and go onto your Facebook and like Facebook spam your entire Facebook chat and get people to sign on to Click. And maybe we can get them to donate. To donate, go online to clickradio.org or call in to our awesome office phone at 970-281-KLIK. Or for people who don't know what KLIK stands for, it's 5545. If you have a smartphone, you can usually just type in K-L-I-K. Oh. My cousin says that drink sounds really, really good.
What drink?
Your Slurpee.
Oh. That turned into a whistle. Okay, this is weird. I couldn't whistle until last year. And when I whistle, I suck in. I don't blow out.
That is very weird.
I can barely do it while blowing out.
I can't whistle.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Right now, we're at $75 going to the American Red Cross, which is really good. But we should definitely get more. My goal is 200. I've got 3 hours to reach it. I think I can do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it, boy.
And your computer is spazzing out my computer again.
I wasn't even using it. Now I am.
I can see... like, how do I kick Jordan off of this?
Let's see. How much can I mess with your computer? Do, 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 do.
Oh, God. What are you doing?
Nothing.
I should probably get off of Facebook before before something really bad happens.
Wait.
What are you doing? Start. I'm giving you guys a visual of what Jake is doing. Accessories.
Jordan is doing that.
Paint.
Jake.
Oh, God. He's opening up paint on my computer. What is he going to draw?
Pick a color. Any color. Do-do-do. Pink.
Pink. Wow. This is going to be interesting. Okay. Well, can I have control of my computer for a second?
Nope.
Please?
No.
Please? Oh, I was going to go to a song real fast. But
that's how I feel right now.
I can't. A heart with a lightning bolt. Awesome. That is how Jordan feels, is a heart with a lightning bolt through it. Oh. So... Lane is whistling for you, Jordan. A guy listening is whistling for you.
Whistling at me? I don't think so. No. Blah.
He said for you.
Oh, okay.
Don't know what that means. But they're in California right now. They live in California.
I actually am born here but raised in California.
So you were born here, moved to California, then moved back?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
I was born in Michigan, then moved out here.
Lame.
Years ago.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Wait, are you a Red Wings fan?
Yes.
Yes.
To all get out. I love the Detroit Red Wings.
Oh my gosh, we're going to get along, my friend.
Sweet.
We are big Red Wings fans in my family, so...
The Detroit Red Wings and the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah. See, that's where my California shines through. I'm definitely a Lakers fan.
Okay. Oh, okay, I have to say this. Oh, you are saying what everyone else said on the radio. I was too afraid to call because I've never been on the radio, and I think I am jealous. That is from my sister. She didn't want me to say that on the radio, but I had to say it anyway because she didn't want me to say it. So... I'm going to go ahead and play the Flowbots.
Yes. And if you didn't know, actually, I saw them 3 times last year.
Holy crap.
I saw them in...
At Fort Collins, like 2 of the times?
Yeah. Okay. The first one was New West Fest, which was absolutely fantastic. It was like one of the best concerts last year. Then Big Gig, which is all right, which was down at Fiddler's Green. And then in December, they played the Aggie. And during their encore, a couple of members of Rise Against came up and did their encore with them, and they played the Final Countdown.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I hung out with them after the show. It was pretty sweet.
Where from Cali are you from?
Buena Park... which is Buena Park, Huntington Beach area. Buena Park is like across the street from Disneyland. Not Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm. I was 10 minutes from Disneyland, 10 minutes from the beach, across the street from America's first amusement park. And, yeah, it was pretty sweet.
That is awesome.
Yeah, about 40 minutes from L.A.
Cool. Yeah, my cousin wanted to know.
Oh, okay.
She's texting me that I'm asking you over the air.
And where do they live?
San Jose, California.
Okay, so up north.
Yeah, she's going to...
Cal Poly?
No. Go to school.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to school there. She's studying to be a chiropractor.
So. Wait, I don't know if that's Cal Poly. Cal Poly's a school, but I don't know if it's near San Jose.
Oh, she's going to school in San Jose.
Let's Google this.
Google it.
Let's see. College in San Jose, California.
Let's see.
San Jose State University. Evergreen. Bellarmine. San Jose City College. National Hispanic University. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and play the Flowbots, and we'll be back.
Yes.
As soon as I get this going.
X Request.
And that was Seasons of Love from the musical Rent. Okay, then. Apparently that was easy.
That was easy.
I didn't realize the speaker was on the bottom of that thing.
Yes, it is on the bottom. That's why. But I also created a... Somebody's... Are you on my computer? Stop it! I hate how remote control people have access over what's in the... No, really? I actually have to say I like that song.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I do really, really like it. So we have a caller that is... let's do this. I gotta...
Ow.
Oh, sorry. I don't like how when you take it off the hook, it makes that really annoying pop.
You're supposed to hit this first, then that.
Oops.
Gets rid of the pop.
Okay.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Well,
Rice Krispies.
I would like to say hello to Maddie. Hi, Maddie.
Hello.
So, what did you just buy today?
I bought Justin Bieber nail polish.
Justin Bieber nail polish. How does it... What makes it Justin Bieber nail polish?
I'm not quite sure to tell you the truth, but I see it in magazines, and it's like Justin Bieber nail polish. And then there's one with hearts, and it's sparkly, so I decided I'd buy it.
Justin Bieber is selling sparkly nail polish. I think there's officially something wrong with that dude.
And I heard a rumor that he puts nail polish on his pinky finger every time he performs.
Okay, no, that's just weird.
I know.
It's kind of gross.
I thought it was quite strange for a guy.
I mean, I know guys who put nail polish on, like, really out of boredom with, like, their girlfriends, but...
Yeah.
Not like, oh, I'm going to go perform. Wait, where's my special nail polish? I need to get my pinky all nice and prettied up.
But I don't know if it's true.
Either way, the dude is weird.
No, yeah. He's beautiful.
So, I think I'm going to buy you some nail polish remover.
Why?
So you don't have to wear Justin Bieber nail polish.
But I want to.
You know, I think, like, Justin Bieber selling nail polish is like Disney selling cat food.
What?
That was harsh. Real harsh. But have you seen his face?
Yeah, it looks like my cousin's.
No, he's so cute.
Okay, I'm not lying here. My cousin is literally like Justin Bieber's twin. No joke.
Like, I can bring him into a room, and everyone's like, oh, it's Justin Bieber. No joke.
I feel sorry for the dude.
What?
I feel sorry for the dude.
We had this youth group thing where we had it was a Justin Bieber night. We had a lookalike contest, and like halfway through the night, I called my cousin. I'm like, dude, you should walk over here real quick. And so he comes over in a beanie and glasses, and I come in, and I got my arm around him. I'm like, hey everybody, here's my cousin, here's my cousin Biebs, and literally the room went dead silent, and all I hear is, oh, it's Justin from the most blonde girl I know.
Wow,
that is so funny.
And everybody was convinced.
So I would like to say thank you for calling in, Maddie. You got over your fear of calling in. Good job. Actually, I called you, but still. See, it's not that hard. Now you should get your friends to listen and call in. So
what?
I said now you should go on to Facebook. This is to everyone out there listening. Go on to Facebook and like clickradio.org and tell all your friends about it and get them on tonight. And you should definitely go online and donate some money. So, I will see you in a few hours, Maddie.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was my sister. She's pretty cool. For the most part.
So, yo tengo hambre.
What?
Yo tengo hambre.
I have no idea what that means.
Means I am hungry.
Oh, I haven't had dinner yet either.
I may call my mom and be like, I need money, so you should come get me dinner.
That might work. My mom's asleep, so it wouldn't work. I think she's asleep. She said she was going to bed like a while ago.
At 8:30?
It's my mom.
Nah, my parents go to bed at like 11 or later.
But my mom's up at like 6 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Every morning. And then she takes a nap in the day, and then...
How old is your mom? We shouldn't say that right there.
I was about to say, I'm not going to even answer that question. No, I will answer the question the way she wants me to answer it. She is 25 years old.
Okay.
Which would be... It sounds creepy knowing that I'm 17. But... Oh, yeah. I am buying a longboard tomorrow. I have officially decided that. Everybody... Have you longboarded?
Yes. I love longboarding.
Do you own one?
No, I don't.
Oh. Everybody tells me I should get a longboard. And I'm like, I never even rode one. So today, after work, we went out to the mall parking lot, and I rode my friend's longboard, and I'm in love with it. And now I'm going to go buy my own tomorrow. Board Lords in the mall. They're a good place to buy longboards from, right?
What? Board Lords.
I don't know, they seem decently priced. Like they said.
Didn't Board Lords go out of business and now it's not something else or something?
No, it's Board Lords in the mall.
Okay.
Yeah, they're still there. I don't know. I'm going to have some fun with it.
Do it.
I don't know if my sister's going to be too happy with me though, because she might actually start walking to school. Because I live like less than a mile away from the school and I drive.
Wait, what?
I live less than a mile away from the school, and I, like, drive to school every day.
I drive every day, and I live, like, 4 or 5 miles. I live in Rocky District.
I thought you... Oh, okay.
I used to live across the street from Fossil.
Nice. I pretty much live across the street from Fossil.
Yeah. Like, where in my old house, I could see Fossil from my bedroom window.
Yeah, I can see Fossil from my bedroom window.
Yeah.
I'm on, like, that far west side. But it's awesome. So if I get my longboard, I'm definitely going to be riding to school. Because that'll save me actually a lot of money on gas. Oh, so my cousin wants Justin Bieber nail polish too. So Maddie, you should tell Christy where you got it. Oh, and now my sister's telling me that the Justin Bieber... nail polish sucks because the hearts suck on it. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. But apparently it sucks now, after she just called in and told us how awesome it was. Oh, well. So maybe you will have to buy her some nail polish remover.
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't really have much to say right now. Oh, I know what I can talk about. My sister just sent me a text. You are still driving me, or you are carrying me on your back if you longboard. Sorry, not happening. You can walk or ride your bike. Because I am longboarding. Definitely longboarding. Because it's a lot of fun. I don't care if mom gives me gas money. I'm still longboarding.
I want a moped. Or a motorcycle.
Yeah. No, I'm afraid of those things.
I'm not.
I don't know why. I just don't want to. I don't mind, like, I don't think I would mind riding on one. But I have to trust the person. Disneyland children's sing-along chorus and Larry Gross songs. What the crap?
I love Disney. I actually am like a huge Disney fanatic.
There was an old lady who swallowed.
And we're back. I almost forgot to unmute us.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay, then. Anyways, call in to make a donation at 970-2... What is it now? 281-5545, or call me in the station here to make a request or a shout-out or talk to us or whatever. 888-212-KLIK. That's 888-212-5545. And get your friends on. Really need a lot more viewers tonight. That'd be cool. This is a very weird... Why does Facebook change things? So, Jake is trying to get my songs added back on, but it's going to take a long time. So I don't know if I'm actually going to be able to play my favorite song. Are you controlling my computer?
No.
Jake is. Hi, Jake.
Jake wants us to develop the relationship that him and Victoria have.
Develop it?
He basically just calls her a slut and a whore and everything all night and yells at her.
Yeah, I've noticed. I sat through one of the reunion shows. It was an interesting night. It was fun, but it was definitely interesting. Oh, I wonder if... Apparently, I'm not allowed to use the computer. Okay, then. Anyways. Oh, yay. Yay. Thank you. He's adding my favorite song onto there.
I just had sex?
Yep. Thank you, Jake. You rock. It's... I don't know. I'm not going to say anything.
Now, an instant text request.
What?
That was not me.
Now. What?
Now, an instant text request.
What are you doing, Jake? Please?
Now, an instant text request.
Hey, this is a good song.
And that was Stand Tall. And apparently that was not Jake. Sorry, Jake. That was Jordan sitting right next to me. Couldn't tell me to just play it. He has to screw with my computer.
What?
Yes. I was talking to you.
I didn't hear anything.
Good.
What?
Good.
What?
Exactly. So, I'm hoping you are done messing with my computer for the night. What was I going to say? I remember what I was going to say now. Gosh.
Okay, anyways.
Tonight, we're raising money for the Japan relief effort.
Sunday.
If you just tuned in. Every Sunday,
Sunday, Sunday.
Every night from 7 to 11 p.m. we're doing a fundraiser. And this week is for the Japan relief efforts, the American Red Cross. If you would like to donate, call 970-281-5545. Or... you can go online to Clickradio.org. That just sounds so cool. So much better than I can say it. I don't even know who created those, but they are really freaking awesome. And so, what are you doing?
Nothing. I didn't do anything.
I gave you caffeine, and now you're like going crazy, but still spacing out. Darn it. Ooh, let's see. Is my friend online? I don't... Oh. Anyways. Let's do this. I don't know if I'll get anybody to call in, but I want to know how many people you have had online at once on your Facebook chat. Right now, I only have 71.
I have 82.
What's the most you've ever had?
185.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
I think. Wait, no. No. It was a snow day. It was like the morning of a snow day, and it definitely crossed 300.
Wow.
It was like 320-something. But other than that, the highest I've seen is 185.
Ah, wow. Well, if you can beat that 185 or that 320, you should definitely call in. Wow, that's expensive. Anyway, sorry. I'm like trying to quadruple multitask here, and it's kind of epically failing. So, but it is 9 o'clock, and it is the middle of our show. And our big sponsor right now is Colorado Meth Project. So we are going to take a 30-second or so break.
Yes.
And we are going to play one of their advertisements.
I'm pretty sure this should be mic etiquette.
What? Whatever.
Click Radio will be back in 30 seconds.
When I started getting on it, I'd sit in the mirror and like pick at my face. My back teeth, they were really worn down. My gums were getting all brown and ugly and gross. My hair was falling out, like, really, like, I had big bags.
Hi, my name is Cindy. I'm 15 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 12.
I never thought that I thought it was going to be a one-time thing. I didn't ever think that it was going to get me by the throat and strangle me until I was, stomped into the ground. It gets you pretty fast. I started stealing from my parents and, stealing money. It came to the point where I was selling myself for meth. That was the lowest that I've ever gotten. I'd just give anything for it. That's what I did.
Brought to you by the Colorado Meth Project.
Now, an instant text request.
Easy come, easy go, same.
And we're back on. So, sorry. I forgot I can't use my computer because Jordan feels like doing stuff.
We're good.
Sorry about that quality of that song. Yeah, that quality kind of sucked. If you need help these next few weeks with it, just let me know.
Okay.
I'll come in and crank out stuff with you. So, I have been dared to make a shout-out. So I am making a shout-out to Catherine B., an old friend from Michigan who now studies at Michigan State University. Yes, I am Facebook stalking you over the air. Apparently you are Catholic. You like Michael Jackson, Enrique Iglesias, Backstreet Boys. You love The Proposal, Buddy the Elf, Dear John, and television shows, MTV. Join if you used to watch Cat Dog, Rugrats, Hey Arnold, or Real Monsters. Yeah. Let's see. Interested in men. She is single, and she is a female.
Well, that's good.
Yes. But there's nothing wrong against gay people.
No, I was saying that. Good thing she's female, not like an animal or something. I don't know. I don't know what I was trying to say there.
Okay, whatever. And so,
I know, I haven't talked to her in a long time, so going through her Facebook is actually kind of interesting. Oh, look at a picture of Elizabeth that I used to know and be in band with, and... Oh, wow. Cute prom dress, by the way. Yeah, that's...
You're, like, creeping on someone's Facebook on air.
I just realized that, too. Sorry. So there is your shout-out. You wouldn't tell me what you wanted a shout-out for, so I made it a very awkward shout-out for you. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yay for Facebook stalking.
On air. Live.
With Cody.
Click Radio.
With Cody.
With Cody. Fine. Click Radio doesn't sponsor anything I do anymore. No. What's going on in the real world today? There's a Libya thing. I don't know. I really don't know what to talk about right now.
I guess we should probably play some songs then. I kind of just like grabbed my mic and it flew out of the stand.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Now I'm going to play the song that I've been trying to play for the past like three... Leave my computer alone. I'm going to play the song I've been trying to play for like the past 3 weeks, and I was just going to play it, but an instant text request came in and overrode my song.
Mm-hmm.
So, here is... I don't want it to auto-recover. Here is my favorite song. Enjoy. Sometimes...
Instant text request. All of the lights. An instant text request.
Well, now, we call this the act of mating, but there are several other very important differences between humans.
Brown's coming quicker than Eddie. I got my first well section. Bar in the 5 and done.
Where is your boy tonight? I hope he is a gentleman. Maybe he won't find out what I know.
This part of town